Liberty University Broadcast Studio. It's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us today. 844-747-8868, our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. ToddStarnes.com is the website. As we've been mentioning to you, we've been following some of the key election races, especially the U.S. Senate, around the country. We've been following very closely what's happening in Georgia and also what's happening in Alabama and now Tennessee, where there is a fierce and ugly Republican primary battle underway to replace Senator Lamar Alexander. On one side, you have Bill Hagerty, who is the Trump-endorsed candidate, has the backing of Sean Hannity and Marsha Blackburn. On the other side, you have Dr. Manny Sethi, who is a political newcomer, who has the backing of Mark Levin and Senator Ted Cruz and Senator Rand Paul. Well, on the Liberty University Newsmaker line, we're excited to have Dr. Sethi with us. And before we get into the conversation, Dr. Manny, it's important for you folks to understand that we have also extended an invitation to Bill Hagerty. But so far during this election cycle, he has not responded to our invitations. So you can take that for whatever it's worth, but we want to be fair. We want to be balanced here. All that to say, Dr. Manny, always great to have you back on the show. You kind of become a regular around here.
Todd, hey, brother. It's good to be with you, man. I appreciate you, man, and thank you to all your listeners.
So help me understand this. It's a head-scratcher. You know, you've got Hannity on one side. You've got Levin on the other. Why is there such contention in this particular race?
Well, I think this race in Tennessee comes down to who is a true conservative. And, you know, my opponent, look, he's a good man. He's been attacking us on television with three or four ads every hour, just saying all this stuff is just not true. But, you know, the fact remains he was Mitt Romney's national finance chairman in 2008 that he gave to Al Gore, made millions off Common Core. But you know, we've kind of come up with a new name for him, and that's Black Lives Matter Bill. Because the deal is with him, you know, just recently in 2000.
Wait a second. Black Lives Matter Bill?
Yeah. So this guy was on a company, on the board of a company called R.J. O'Brien. You're going to hear a lot about this. So a couple of days ago, he, you know, tried to act like this big hero resigning from this company. But the bottom line is that he's been on the board of R.J. O'Brien from 2010 till now. He took a short hiatus. Now, this company gave millions of dollars to the Black Lives Matter movement and very proudly announced it. And he was on this board getting a lot of money from them and only resigned when a newspaper called him out. But interestingly, he never even reported it to the Senate Ethics Board that he was on this company and only reported it after he resigned. And this company gave him $22,000 to his campaign. So I think it's time for Black Lives Matter Bill to give that money back. To give that $22,000 back. And this is kind of the hypocrisy, Todd, that we're seeing is that when people, you know, on the one hand, literally he took that money and he makes these ads attacking the Black Lives Matter movement, when on the other hand, the guy is literally supporting the Black Lives Matter movement. So it's just time for that kind of Washington insider hypocrisy to be done.
On the other side of this, Bill Hagerty has tried to portray you as a liberal in disguise. And so I want to go through some of these accusations and give you a chance to respond, because I think in a lot of cases, the voters are just now tuning in. They're confused. And, you know, let's give them some answers. He says that you have donated to Democrats. True or false?
So here's what this comes down to, brother. In 2008, I'm not even kidding about this, we gave $50. I mean, $50 to a friend's brother-in-law who was running for Congress. Man, I was a resident. My wife was busy. We didn't know. We bought two T-shirts through this Act Green, whatever it's called, Act Blue. We didn't know what it was. And now this guy, he's running around saying that that I support Pelosi and that I support Black Lives Matter, when this is the guy who was making, who was literally indirectly giving millions to the Black Lives Matter movement. So it's just not true. I mean, it comes down to $50 in 2008. And I think people got to just decide who they trust on this one.
Well, no, and I get that. I mean, if you go onto the Trump campaign site and you buy a hat, that hat is going to show up as a donation to the Trump campaign. So I get that. It's
Meanwhile, this guy gave $1,000 to Al Gore during the presidential campaign between Bush and Gore. He gave $1,000 to Al Gore.
He says you support Obamacare and socialized medicine.
I don't. So listen, he has literally taken clips from different things. I was at a chapel talking to children, and they asked me to be nonpartisan. Someone says, hey, what's the difference between Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act? And I said, Obamacare is more of the political term, and Affordable Care Act is the name of the bill. That's what he used in his ad. And then he just, I haven't seen this ad, but he took something else out of context. But the bottom line is you can go to the whitehouse.gov website, and on there is a film from 2016 where I talked to the president, and I said, Obamacare is awful. And literally, Vice President Mike Pence tweeted about it. President Trump tweeted about it. I mean, I don't know. I mean, who do you believe, the ambassador or White House or the White House?
So I want to ask you also about Senator Blackburn. And what's ironic here, and you may not remember this, but the first time you and I met, I was the keynote speaker at this event that Senator Blackburn was writing about in a press release. You know, she says that your opponent is the true conservative. She says that you supported Phil Bredesen and that you wrongly attacked her during the 2018 election. Did you do that? And what did you say about what do you think about Marsha Blackburn?
I think she's just getting some wrong advice. Now, look, I actually donated to Senator Blackburn, and I'm a big fan. You know, I've known her a long time. I was really, you know, it's like kind of one of those head scratchers, man. I was like on this bus and I was like in West Tennessee rolling and I hear that Senator Blackburn attacked me. Now, what did happen though, is that look, I run this nonprofit called Healthy Tennessee and we've been giving care to thousands of people, brother. I mean, free care. We haven't taken a dime of state or federal money. And I guess some of the people who were on that board, I don't vet those people. It's a nonprofit. It's completely apolitical. These are doctors and healthcare people who just want to take care of people. And that's what Jesus calls us to do, to help the least of these. And I guess two of those people had written a letter or something. I don't know. It was the first time I'd heard about it. But me directly, look, I've always supported her. Even at that dinner that night, I still remember 2018. I said, look, you're going to beat this guy. You're going to beat Bredesen. Just hang in there. But the bottom line is, look, every Tennessean has a choice. They have a decision to make and who they're going to vote for and pick. And, you know, the senator made her choice, and that's okay. But I do think that she got some bad advice about what was said and done. I mean, that's a nonprofit organization, man. It has nothing to do with politics.
Sure. When you say you supported Senator Blackburn, did you donate money to the campaign, or how did you support the senator?
Oh, I donated to her.
Well, you see, this is why it really aggravates me, the establishment wing of the Republican Party. And, you know, in fairness, you know, a lot of people have a lot of questions about you, Dr. Manny. I know you. I think you're a good guy. But the problem is, or the challenge is, that you don't have a political record. So you're asking people to go out there and take a chance. And
that's right.
You know, I think. So that's why I want to give you a chance to respond to these accusations coming from Bill Hagerty, who refuses to come on this radio program.
Well, I think it's all about, you know, looking at who do you trust? Do you trust me or do you trust a guy who was Mitt Romney's national finance chairman in 2008, again in 2012, gave him $100,000, is endorsed by, you know, every moderate there is. Mitt Romney in the Wall Street Journal, when asked what does he think about Bill Hagerty, said, I'd love to have him. Gave money to Al Gore, made millions off of Common Core, sold our jobs down the river to China. I mean, it's just a very basic question. And I just don't think Tennesseans respond favorably to all these attack ads, man. And like, for the last 18 months, I've been traveling the state, meeting every voter I can, shaking every hand I can. And all he's been doing is sitting in the country club talking about his endorsements. And now you're seeing that we're surging in the polls and that we're winning. And the only thing he can do is to try to take a man down. But I'm not going to go down that route. I mean, I'll talk to you about the facts, but I'm not going to make up stuff. And look, let me just ask you this. Would Mark Levin, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Jim DeMint, oh, yeah, I must be so liberal. I'm so liberal that I'm getting endorsed by the biggest conservatives in Washington.
Yeah, that's a fair point. And I think that is the broader issue here. And it concerns, because look, I think you're right here. It's not that they're going to put their trust in Bill Hagerty or you, but I think a lot of people who may not know either of you will put their trust in someone like Marsha Blackburn, who, you know, we really respect on this program, and people like Sean Hannity. So I'm with you. It sounds like maybe some bad information's been shared around. It could be cleared up if, you know, Mr. Hagerty would actually bother to do, you know, interviews with people, but he won't talk to folks. And that does raise a red flag. But the other part of it is, Dr. Manning, and I'll let you respond to this.
Sure.
He also doesn't want to debate you.
Oh, yeah. So, hey, let me just say one thing before I forgot to mention this. Hey, you know who didn't donate to Marsha Blackburn? Guess who didn't donate to Marsha Blackburn? Bill Hagerty. He didn't donate to Marsha Blackburn because Phil Bredesen was his buddy. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. And look, Hagerty, I am willing to debate the ambassador anywhere he wants. You know, we were literally at an event on Saturday, and he just had a meltdown. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, he just started, you know, he got up and he just started spewing hatred for 3 minutes about how I'm this liberal and how I'm a Marxist and all this stuff, and then sat back down. And I mean, what I would love to do is just talk to him man to man on a stage and say, hey, why don't you share your concerns with me? I'll share my concerns with you based on your record. And then we will show the Tennesseans like who we are, and they can make the best decision. And instead of running $3 million of a tax, you know, financed by your Mitt Romney network, why don't you just be a man and show up and debate me?
Fascinating. Look, Dr. Sethi, you've got an open platform here. And, you know, again, we're a national show. We want to give everybody a fair shot. And it just it saddens me when, you know, Kelly Loeffler is the same way over in, you know, the establishment candidate in Georgia. She will not come on the radio. She doesn't want to do radio. And I think that says a lot. So we're going to end it here. We'd love to get
you
back,
brother,
before the primary, though. And you hang in there. And thanks for coming on the program.
God bless. Thank you, brother.
All right. Good guy. Look, he's a good guy, folks. And he doesn't have a record. He hasn't been in politics. And I don't think that's a disqualifying point. Quite frankly, that makes me more interested in someone like Manny Sethi. But you heard what he said. He actually donated money to Senator Blackburn. Bill Hagerty did not. This is according to Dr. Sethi. We would love to ask Bill Hagerty that question, but he will not come on this radio program. And what does that tell you? All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. It is a toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. Let's get to the phones. Jordan on the line, apparently an alum from West Coast Baptist College, one of my favorite schools out there. Hi, Jordan. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. I just wanted to touch base with you. I wanted to call on Friday, but I know you had some issues with the phones there. But I just wanted to say how bothered I am with all of the kneeling of the flag during the national anthem in professional sports. I never thought I'd see that day, you know, where that happens. And it's just so sad to see that. And I've turned sports off. I'm not watching it. And I've always been an avid sports fan, and I've enjoyed it my entire life, but I can't bring myself to watch it anymore because of what's taking place there.
Yeah, it's really sad. They've just sort of sucked all of the joy out of professional sports. It's just really unfortunate.
Yeah, you know, I was driving by T-Mobile Park yesterday where the Mariners play, and my second son, my four-year-old, said, "Hey, Dad, I see the ballpark." I'm like, "Yeah, it's right over there, you know." And he said, "Can we go watch a game?" And I just said, "Well, look, son," I said, we can't watch right now because of two reasons. Number one, there's the virus is still going around, and they won't let anybody come watch. And then number two, they don't want to stand for the national anthem." And he just kind of got quiet, and he's like, "Oh." And I, you know, I had to explain to him what's going on and just the unthankfulness of these guys for those that bought and paid the price for their freedom so they could play a child's game for a living. You know what I mean?
Jordan, I'm curious, what do you think is going to happen later this fall if the NFL plays games? You know, they're going to be playing the Black National Anthem. You could have a situation right. Where people stand for that and then take a knee for the Star-Spangled Banner.
Yeah, you know, that's probably what's going to happen. I know week one, I was reading a few weeks ago that they're going to play the Black National Anthem before the Star-Spangled Banner, our country's national anthem there. That's probably, you know, I don't know if that's going to carry on throughout the season, but I know a couple, or was it a year ago or two, when the NFL was doing this, that their ratings dropped, and people were upset, and I think it's going to happen again. And, you know, I appreciate some of the NFL players and that, you know, the other athlete from the San Francisco Giants that actually stood during the anthem, that they said, "Look, we have to honor the flag." And I think they take the biggest stand right now during all of this when everybody else takes a knee.
Oh, well, no doubt about it. And there is, you know, there's another story out there out on the PGA Tour. Richie Wawrinski, I hope I got his name right. Anyway, he's in trouble because he's wearing a Blue Lives Matter wristband. And somebody took a picture, and they looked at the wristband, and now, you know, he's having to explain why he's wearing a wristband, which he's been doing for the past 4 years because his family is involved in law enforcement. And why in the world should any athlete have to explain why they're doing that? I just don't it's just mind-blowing, Jordan, mind-blowing.
It is. You know, that's really sad that he has to do that, and it's so hypocritical, you know what I mean? And, you know, Todd, I'm going to take this a step further. When all of this started in the NFL, when Colin Kaepernick took the knee, this is my personal opinion. I could be dead wrong on this, but I believe if you look at the circumstances of his career and where he was, I think the only reason he took a knee was because the spotlight was coming off of him. He had lost a starting role. He wasn't getting played anymore. And to be honest with you, he's not that great of a player. Yeah, he had a couple of good years, but that happens with so many professional athletes, and they just kind of fade off, you know? And I think he wanted to keep the spotlight on himself, and he succeeded. I mean, everyone now, good night, is taking a knee, and he started it, and he's kept himself in the picture, you know?
All right. Yeah, Jordan, no, you're absolutely right. And that is something interesting because you're right. He was an okay player, but he wasn't like, you know, I don't know, he wasn't Tom Brady. All right, got it. Look, Jordan, thank you for the call. Give us a holler back sometime. I wanted to ask him how things were going. He mentioned the Mariners, so how the rioting and everything is over there. Hey, look, Mark Lauder coming up in just a few moments. Also, we're going to do a trivia question, and we'll toss that out when we come back from break. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Being spread only in Washington, D.C.
About Antifa in Portland?
Yes.
Sir, there's videos everywhere online. There's fires and riots. They're throwing fireworks at federal officers. DHS is there. Look online. It gets crazy, Mr. Nadler.
Wow. All right. There you have it. Congressman Jerry Nadler says, what are you talking about? There's no violence in Portland, Oregon. This is all made up. It's a myth. That's what he said, a myth. There could be a giant nuclear mushroom cloud over Portland, and the Democrats would be, what mushroom nuclear cloud? That's just a beautiful cloud formation. Well, let's go to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. Great to have back with us Mark Lauder from the Trump 2020 campaign. Mark, it's all make-believe. It's a big fantasy.
You know, Todd, I thought it was just Joe Biden that they were sheltering and hiding in the basement, but it looks like they're hiding most of the Democrat leaders. How can they be so blinded that you look at fireworks and being launched and Molotov cocktails being thrown at federal officers, and they're saying these are peaceful protests? Look at the graffiti. There was a video the other day of them trying to tear the fences down. This is not a peaceful protest.
Yeah, look, we just had Mark Morgan on just a few moments ago. He's saying 189 agents have been injured, many of them seriously. A couple of them may be blinded permanently. They tried to burn down a federal courthouse with agents inside. I mean, we're talking about some pretty we're talking about anarchy, and the Democrats are just turning a blind eye to this.
This is the new world order under Democrats, radical liberals, and Joe Biden. I mean, that they can't even admit that there's a problem, let alone call out the problem or, more importantly, support the police and the law enforcement who are trying to do something to stop the problem. I mean, when you add in there Keith Ellison, former vice chair of the Democrat National Committee, one of the top elected officials in the state of Minnesota, saying police should not be investigating rapes. Now, think about that. Think about what you think if that's your mother, your wife, your daughter, your sister, someone that you care about or are close to, and now police are not investigating that. I mean, this is what the anarchy that they're proposing they're going to bring to this country.
You know, let's talk about the election, and I think we, you know, at least those of us in talk radio, we've been preparing our audiences for about a year now about how ugly it's going to get between now and Election Day. But, Mark, I mean, it really is breathtaking when you see what the Democrats are trying to do and how far they're willing to go to try and stop this president from being reelected.
It's shocking, to be honest with you. I mean, I remember in past times of national challenge, we came together as a country, whether it was post 9/11, where we had other even after Oklahoma City, after other times of great challenge for our nation, we came together to do what was right. And you've had Democrats politicizing this coronavirus from day one, and they have tried to score and exact political points. They have played with this at a political level and not come together and done what we do as a country. They're even right now. I mean, let's remember, they're arguing in Capitol Hill that people should be paid more in unemployment than they make outside on the outside world until January of 2021. Now, what's going to happen there that then suddenly they don't care anymore? That they can get people off the employment sidelines because they believe that it'll be Joe Biden as president, and so people will come rushing back into the workforce and he'll be hailed as the savior of the economy?
I want to ask you about a concern I have. There was a disturbing Supreme Court ruling that came down late Friday. The Chief Justice siding with liberals, again, cracking down on church attendance, this time in Nevada. They've already done it in California. You have these blue state governors, Mark, that are trying to shut down these churches. And I contend it has more to do with politics than the virus. And I'm wondering, is the campaign concerned that the Democrats are trying to use the virus to marginalize the influence of the evangelical supporters of this president?
Well, it's clear they've taken every opportunity they can. And the one thing I can tell you is not only does this administration, but this campaign, you know, we support freedom of religion. We support religious freedom around the world and are prepared to fight for it. But if they are that misguided that they think that the only way that they that people of faith, and I'll say beyond just evangelicals, I will say people of faith, that the only way they stay connected and they stay motivated or they stay informed about the issues is through church on Sunday or over the weekends. That's not true. They're engaged 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They get information around the clock. And by the way, we make sure that they get information around the clock. So if they're going to be so cynical that they will cast aside our constitutional rights because they think they can score a couple of cheap political points, well, that tells you all you need to know about Democrats right now.
It's a fair point. And again, it's just a concern I have. They're pulling out all the stops here. Real quick, how is the campaign looking? I know there's a lot of disappointment over Jacksonville being canceled. But, hey, I think everybody understands the president is trying to be prudent here. And, you know, we want to make sure we're doing, you know, everything as safely as possible.
No, you're absolutely right. And it was the right decision to make. And look, I think it shows that the president is the eternal optimist. He kept pushing forward. He kept hoping that we were going to see the sign that this was starting to break and we could actually go ahead and have the convention safely and just realize it just wasn't going to happen. But I will tell you in a way that I think you will really respect, Todd, we have registered already nearly double, more than double, the number of new Republican voters in this cycle than we had during all of 2016. Wow. And we're not done. So no, when you put those those close states, so many of those states that came right down to the wire, look where we're at, look where we are registering new Republican voters and attracting new Republican voters. They're the margin makers.
Hey, by the way, I hear Gidley's hanging out with you guys now. Are you guys like having to be like bunkmates or anything or
His office is just like a two doors down from mine. He just walked by, actually, as you spoke, gave me a wave. He must have knew that I was on the phone with you.
Love it. Love it. All right. Well, Mark Lauder, always good hearing from you. Good luck out on the campaign trail.
All right. Talk to you soon, Todd.
All right. By the way, Tim Murtaugh is going to be with us tomorrow from the campaign. And later this week, Wednesday show. This is pretty exciting. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is going to hang out with us. And Phil Robertson, the Duck Commander himself, is going to weigh in. You know what we ought to do? Hey, Caleb, you know what we ought to do with Phil Robertson? You know, he's real good about giving, like, advice for, like, guys as far as, like, finding a wife. Maybe we could get him to give Avery some pointers.
Well, we've been trying to set Avery up, so if we're going to set him up, we should at least give him some advice along the way. That seems fair.
Yeah. I agree.
I mean, I think Avery, this could be like this could be the golden ticket right here.
It very well could be. It very well could be.
I was slightly distracted. You know what? I want to hear the guy again.
Did we come up with a name for him? Because we named like Costco Kevin and all those guys, but this guy I feel like deserves a name.
Oh, we've got to give him Tonsil Ted,
Screaming Sammy,
Whining Wesley.
Oh, Whining Wesley. Oh, I like that. Crybaby Carl. I think that may be it. Crybaby Carl.
I like it. Rolls off the tongue good.
Mm-hmm. It does. Let's listen.
You treat us like trash! You beat us back! We did nothing!
What is going on? What just happened? What just happened on my radio show?
I love House of Pain.
Clearly, that guy is living in a house of pain.
Oh, man.
That hurts. That hurts. All right. Got to take a break here. We're going to get to your calls. 844-747-8868. Toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
I think it was about a month and a half ago, we had Ian Smith on the radio show. He's that guy that owns the gym, the Atlas Gym in Belmar, New Jersey, and decided he was going to open up his business in defiance of the governor. Well, we have an update to that story to share with you. The Mr. Smith and his partner, Frank Trombetti, were arrested by police because they refused to shut down their business. They were charged with disobeying the governor. They have been ordered to vacate and cease operations at their gymnasium. So basically, the gymnasium is being shut down, like permanently, by the government there in New Jersey. They're charged with one count of fourth-degree contempt, one count of obstruction, one count of violation of a Disaster Control Act. Could face 18 months in jail. And they've lost their business. Do you understand what's happening in our country right now? This is where, and the courts have ruled in favor of the governors. I mean, this is unbelievable what's happening in our country right now. So we're trying to get Mr. Smith on the program tomorrow, and we're hoping to work all of that out. All right, let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Matt, listening to us on The Talk Station in North Carolina. Hi, Matt. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Todd. Nice to be able to receive your program today. A lot of days I can't get it. I told Avery. A matter of fact, your last statement about Belmar, I'm going to sharpen this up. That's 8 miles north of where I was raised. I just heard you say that.
Is that right? So that's down in South Jersey. Yeah, down in South Jersey. Know Belmar very well. It's a shock that something like that could happen, Matt, here in America.
It's East Central Jersey, Todd, and I'm so disgusted with the – I'm trying to speed this up for you. The 189 federal officers attacked and some blinded. I just walked in and happened to catch your show, and I'm amazed. And to make it quick, this morning on a different station in Edenton, North Carolina – I'm in North Carolina now a 9-year-old girl was shot and killed and her mother wounded at 10:30 p.m. last night, according to a different news station. For no reason. Are you there?
Yeah. So help me understand what you're trying to say here and how this ties into what we're talking about.
It ties into what I told Avery. I think the leftist shouldn't be called leftist. Left wing, right wing, it should be called right wing and wrong wing.
Well, I think that's a fair statement. That is a fair statement. Matt, thank you for the call. Thank you for listening. Look, folks, as we shared in the conversation with Mark Lotter, things are going to get ugly. Between now, you think things are bad now, you just wait. I'm telling you, these Democrats, they're out for Trump's scalp. They want to go full Kathy Griffin on this president. I mean, it is an ugly thing. By the way, from the state of Oregon, Portland, the headline from Fox News, Oregon high school football coach says he was let go because of his work in law enforcement. Ken Dulio is a sergeant with the Portland Police Bureau, 20-year veteran of the gang enforcement team. He was told last week his contract as the Cleveland High School's football coach was not going to be renewed. And he says he believes it's because of his job in law enforcement. Mr. Dulio says his position at the school began to come under fire in late June when flyers began to circulate with his face on it. The flyers mentioned two incidents involving Dulio from 2001. One was related to an assault by gang-affiliated members, and the other was the shooting of Bruce Brown, which led to a $200,000 settlement. Okay, this was, almost 20 years ago. What's the problem here? According to Oregon Live, Dulio was asked by the school district to talk about the incidents. He said the district told him they did not see a path moving forward because of pressure they're getting, and he was asked to resign. Well, Mr. Dulio refused to resign. He was asked to resign one more time before he was told his contract would not be renewed. So, in effect, this good and decent man, 20-year veteran of the gang enforcement team, works for the Portland, Oregon Police Department, will not be allowed to coach the football team. The school district doesn't want someone like that influencing the boys on the high school football team. Just so we all understand what's going on here. So look, we're going to get to this story tomorrow out of Netflix. They have some sort of a show over there called the Babysitter's Club. It's apparently very popular with little girls. And they're trying to shove the transgender agenda down the throats of little children. Moms, dads, we're going to get into this tomorrow. Grandmas, grandpas, if your kid is watching that show, you need to honestly, you should unsubscribe from Netflix. It's that bad of a program. Just sheer indoctrination. So we just ran out of time on today's show, but we're going to get into that tomorrow. Also, real quick here, this poor golfer. I feel bad for this guy. His name is Richie Wawrinski, and he's catching all sorts of flack because he wore a Blue Lives Matter wristband. And he was photographed. It was spotted by a golf writer. Very upset because he was wearing this wristband about 20 miles from where George Floyd was killed. Okay, well, he had nothing to do with that. What's the problem here? The problem is that you have a professional athlete who is actually supporting law enforcement and who has the courage and the man parts to stand up in front of the big cancel culture mob. I mean, some of the attacks on this guy, it's crazy. By the way, remember going back to the this whole Black Lives Matter nonsense where they're plastering Black Lives Matter on everything? Remember when those five police officers got shot? They were killed in Dallas, Texas. And the Dallas Cowboys, remember what they wanted to do? They wanted to put a decal on their helmets honoring these police officers who were assassinated. And what did the NFL say, folks? What did the NFL say? The NFL said, no, you cannot do that. You're making a political statement. You can't wear a decal supporting or memorializing dead police officers. But you can get out there, and now you can take a knee. You can disrespect. You can do whatever you want to do. You can wear the socks like Colin Kaepernick wrote, likening police officers to pigs. That's okay. It's sad. I like sports as much as the rest of us, but we've got to send a message here. And if that means we've got to burn down the NFL, so be it. If Major League Baseball has to go bankrupt, well, they had a good ride. But these are not pro-American organizations anymore, folks. All right, look, wow. Wow, ToddStearns.com. Go to the website, catch up on all the stories of the day, the live show blog. Have a great day, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Show.